Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Murray Elliott, a farm building consultant with FGC Construction. Thanks for joining us, Murray.
Well, thanks for having me.
As part of a group sow housing seminar hosted by the Prairie Swine Center, Swine Innovation Pork, and CDPQ, you discussed the topic building new or renovation, what to consider. First of all, before looking at the question of renovations or building new, what does the producer need to consider and why?
Well, producers really need to decide what system they're going to go to, ESF, loose, some form of loose, freedom stalls. It impacts the design so much that there's no sense even trying to develop a floor plan until the big picture's been answered, and then we can move forward looking at the barn.
What are the various components that will make up the total sow housing system, and how important is it that these various components be able to work together?
Oh, it's critical that everything works together. So, you know, the feed system, the sort system you're going to use, the slat design, the pen design, the penning materials, all of those play into the whole concept of what's going on. Solid areas versus slatted areas, it's all a package and they're all important.
Once an operator has decided on the system, what needs to be looked at in terms of assessing whether the existing facility is worth renovating, and what are the factors that will play a role in that decision?
Well, basically, you look at the entire barn structure as if you're building it new. You start out, you look at pit floors, foundations, foundation walls, upper walls, ceilings, attics, trusses, truss plates, and roof steel. And you're trying to assess the condition of each of those, because all of that, a good portion of that's going to be left as is after the renovation. So you want it to be, have another 30 years of life, so you're not wasting your money on what you have put into the renovation. And the biggest cost, or the biggest factor, always comes down to cost. You need to be able to do a renovation, in my opinion, for under 75% of what a new structure is worth. Otherwise, you should probably, lean towards a new structure.
What can be expected in terms of costs of building new compared to renovation, and what are the factors that will play a role that will influence that?
Now, these are Ontario numbers, so take them with a grain of salt, but basically a structure only, no hardware, so no equipment, no exhaust fans, all that, all the pieces that go into the barn after it's done. A structure, you're looking at about $36 a square foot. So a renovation almost always runs at least 50% of that, so you're looking at the $18 to $20 mark. If you start closing on 75% of that mark, like I said before, you really need to have a hard look at whether you want to do that. And the cost, largely depends on whether you have to go right to the pit floor, take all the pit walls out, take all the backfilled areas out, whether the trusses and truss plates need to be changed. Those are generally the biggest cost factors that move that number from 50% to 75%.
What are we seeing in terms of decision-making at this point, and what are some of the factors that have gone into those decisions?
Well, we've almost, in every case, we've managed to do a renovation. So most barns are salvageable. Usually the process is what we've done over and over again. We've probably done 10, 12 times now, so I wouldn't say that's a hard, fast rule, but it's certainly becoming, to me, a trend, is people are building, they have to add square footage anyway to maintain the herd size. They often want to do some sort of expansion while they're at it, because it's an opportune time to change your herd size. The farrowing barns are old, the equipment's worn out quite badly. They want to add some weaning days to the to what they have now from a number of crate point of view. And the crates are too small for the modern pig. The sow is bigger than they used to be. We used to, standard floor used to be a 5x7. That's when we used to wean 20 pigs a year. Now these guys are pushing 30 pigs a year. So a standard floor has become a 6x8. It accommodates a larger sow. It accommodates more pigs on the ground. And so we have been, in a lot of cases, building a brand new farrowing barn, brand new equipment, right from scratch. Then we'll take the old farrowing barn, renovate it into dry sow, and if, depending on what they want to go with herd size, then we'll add dry sow space to the existing dry sow barn and do the renovation too. Now, a lot of the old dry sow barn can be still kept for your breeding part of your barn, so you don't have to renovate the entire facility. If you're going to do pen or stall breeding, about a third of your stalls stay anyway.
So essentially a mix of new construction and renovation.
Yeah, every time. Everything we've done so far, that's been the mix, yes.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Well, you reach out to your to the people who have some experience. So your Prairie Swines or your Swine Innovations, they have websites, they have people on that you can talk to. You talk to your supplier. Once you've decided on which equipment supplier you're going to use, they've got experience as well. They've done it a number of times now. So, you reach out to the people who have some experience. None of us are experts yet. We're all learning as we go. And you take their combined knowledge and you sift through it and do what fits for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Murray Elliott, a farm building consultant with FGC Construction. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.